This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Austin Carr. Snap's CEO has been showing off some of the upcoming apps for its new smart glasses. Austin, you met up with Evan Spiegel and got to test these glasses out. How'd it go? What'd you think?
Yeah, so these are they're new Snapchat spectacles, which are basically augmented reality glasses. They're a standalone device that you get to wear, and through the lenses, you see sort of all types of digital displays overlaid on the physical wards. And so you can interact with different menus, play games, open different apps, which Snap calls lenses. It's a pretty fascinating experience. These are still in sort of developer mode right now, but it was really fascinating hanging out with Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel, getting to play or trying to play games like Capture the Flag, sort of immersive chess, all in sort of this 3D environment that mesh right with real life. It's pretty sort of fascinating to sort of experience this digital layer on top of the physical world.
Yeah, I know you tested out Capture the Flag and chess. I take it these glasses, you want to be stationary, right? Because those distractions, I know I'd end up tripping over something if I tried to walk.
So historically, that's actually been what a lot of device makers have had to do with virtual reality, augmented reality, because these things are traditionally bulky, they're battery intensive, they require a lot of computing power. You know, you have to be plugged in, stationary. But with Snap is approaching this as actually a mobile sort of multiplayer device. They actually want you to interact with the physical world. You can see through the glasses just like you would with a regular pair of glasses. And the idea is you just sort of see things overlaid on top of what you see in the real world. So if you're walking down the street, for example, you could just imagine map directions appearing over your eyes, just to point you in the right direction. If you walk into a restaurant, maybe there's a menu that could pop up so you could just see it while you're waiting in line. There are different things like that where you actually are supposed to be mobile. These are supposed to get you out into the real world, not keep you inside your basement or living room and having sort of an isolated computer experience.
Wow, that is really fascinating. I love the directions popping up or the menu at the restaurant. Describe what these things look like. Are they similar to the eyeglasses I'm wearing right now, or are they more of a hood that you put over your face?
They are in the same form factor as glasses, but right now they are very thick. They're very heavy. They weigh about 228 grams or so, which is about a half a pound. So just if you have an iPhone in your hand, just hold that. You feel that heft, and just imagine putting that in your face. It's a little heavy. The glasses themselves only last about 45 minutes. But right now, they're not sold to consumers. They're still being presented to developers who can subscribe to get access to them to build apps for these glasses before they release them to consumers. But Snap has a lot of work to do to slim these things down. But that's their big bet, that these will be standalone glasses. Others in the field so far have sort of attached different things to make batteries last longer that you have to carry around in your pocket. Or like with what Apple has done with Vision Pro, that's a virtual reality headset, and you really are only using that near your computer at home. It's not something you'd be walking down the street with just because they look like massive ski goggles over your face. But right now, the hardware itself, it's still something they're trying to slim down, and this is sort of just a model that they're presenting to the public so people can get a sense of what these things will be like to wear in the coming years.
Right now, is Snap the leader in the clubhouse, would you say, as far as smart glasses?
I mean, it's really hard to say just because they haven't released this product to consumers, but they are one of the players out there Meta Platforms is the other one. Mark Zuckerberg has, you've probably seen them, they have these more slimmer glasses that are called Meta Ray-Bans. And those can basically, those are just regular glasses. They can take pictures, interact with voice. But they're also working on this next level up, which is a more augmented reality thing like Snap has with their spectacles product. And that is heavier. They've also not released it. And it's something that they're trying to figure out, how you fit all this technology into your glasses that can still present digital layers on to your eyeglasses, as if there's a small computer screen on them. And that takes a lot of processing power, and no one has quite figured out. But yeah, Snap, obviously Meta, Apple is another one that's likely to get into this game. And it's just really interesting to see who can get there first and deliver a product that is light enough and not stupid enough looking that we'd want to wear in public, and also has apps that we're interested in playing around with outside.
Austin, quickly before I have to let you go, smart glasses have been around for more than a decade. They're still kind of a niche market. Are these things ever going to go mainstream?
It's a chicken and egg thing. I mean, it really does depend on the market, consumers buying these things, wanting to essentially wear a computer on their face when they go out in the public. To get there, they need apps that they want to play with. And so that's the chicken and egg problem. You need developers building on these things to have apps to attract customers, but developers don't want to build on these things until they have customers using them. And so it's just going to take some really cutting edge version of these devices that's really slick. They don't look robotic. They don't make you look like you're something from the future. You just can fit in like you would with regular glasses. And that's what's going to, that's what's held the industry back for so many years.
Really interesting. Austin, thank you. Bloomberg's Austin Carr. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.